This is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County, brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. Saturday, December 15th, it's American Bach soloists performing Handel's Messiah. The conductor and music director of that show, Jeffrey Thomas, is with us this morning. Hi, Jeffrey.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Everybody's looking forward to this performance. What makes Handel's Messiah such a holiday classic?
Well, you know, there are a couple of reasons. First of all, it, of course, became enormously popular and successful over the last couple of centuries, and it became a tradition pretty much unto its own. But the reason for that, the reason that it became a tradition, I think, is very fascinating and very timely. It's a work that was premiered when London was going through some struggles. You know, it had experienced fantastic artistic growth in the beginning of the 1700s, but soon people became concerned about the welfare of its citizens, and especially in the face of such opulence, you know, that had gone on there in the 1720s and 30s. So
yeah.
People's minds and hearts turned to charity. And the very first performance of Messiah was given in Dublin to benefit a society that took care of retired workers who needed medical care. And then when it moved into the London performances, it was all to benefit this wonderful institution called London's Foundling Hospital, which was essentially an orphanage for children who were left as casualties from the kind of economic growth, and which left, of course, some people out of those benefits.
Right.
So it really took hold in London because people knew this was a work that represented to them the idea of benevolence, of kindness, of goodness, and that is what really put it on the map in London in the 1740s and 50s, and then it's a tradition that never stops.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey, you've been singled out by critics as, quote, unsurpassable as a Bach interpreter, unquote. What's your secret?
Oh, well, you know, I know that Bach's music appeals to so many of us. Somehow it gets inside of our brains and we just find the activity so stimulating. And I always seek in our performances to bring out the clarity of all the notes, all the way they fit together, the way they kind of are so understandable by any listener. We have a sense of where Bach's music is going to go next, you know, so we're comfortable with it, and that is always my goal in our performances, is to bring out that clarity that so many of us can latch onto and find very exciting in his music.
Boy, and latch onto it we do. Talk about the ensemble for this performance, Jeffrey.
Well, we have about 35 singers, about 40 in the orchestra. That is a size that is comparable, or pretty much exactly the number of performers that Handel would have used there in those last performances in his lifetime. The first performance in Dublin was quite small, and then, of course, we know that there have been performances of 500 singers to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the piece. But this is a perfect size for that incredible space of Grace Cathedral, and especially of the Green Center. We love the Green Center.
I don't blame you. That Weill Hall is perfect for Handel's Messiah.
It's beautiful. It sounds great. It's comfortable. And the music just rings through that wonderful wooden interior there.
Yes.
It's a perfect size ensemble for that room, I think.
Well, we are looking very much forward to it. Saturday, December 15th, Handel's Messiah at the Green Music Center. And Jeffrey, thanks so much for being here. We look forward to seeing you in person.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I can't wait to see you too. Thank you so much.
That is Jeffrey Thomas, and he is the music director of Handel's Messiah, coming up on the 15th. This is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University.